here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here in Enidas. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio, Stephen with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System.
How you doing?
That's my question.
Too late. I'm jumping the gun. We're on this.
Man, it's such great to talk to y'all over at the library system. Stephen, what do y'all got going on for this one? I know that we had talked to Sarah previously about the Career Online High School. Can you tell me about like what that is?
It is essentially online high school for people that have gone through... escaped the high school system at some point without a diploma. Whatever that reason may be, doesn't matter. We can get you online. There's an assessment to kind of judge whether or not you're fitting the criteria that we're looking for to apply for one of the scholarships that we have. And once you complete that, we get you into the process. And next thing you know, you're going to be having that diploma and, you know, being able to take on those next steps in life that, you know, sometimes require that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And certainly having a diploma will open doors.
Oh, most definitely.
Anywhere.
I mean, be it career, educational, I mean, this could get you into that next step. And, you know, it's something that we as educators, I mean, a lot of people don't think of the library as educators, but because we're not in the school system, but we are educators in a way.
The facilitators of knowledge from one to another.
Yes. So we open up those doors and help get you where we're going.
And the big thing. Is it's a legitimate diploma and it's not a GED.
It is a legitimate high school diploma. That is the joy of it. It is something that you could frame on your wall if you wanted to.
And that's so great. Now, what are the requirements if I wanted to go get my high school diploma through Career Online High School with y'all? Mm-hmm. Who do I have to be? What do I have to have? Those sorts of things.
Living, breathing, number one.
Great.
Check.
Number two, the biggest thing that we're going to require from you is that you have a library card with us. And the best part of that, and we say this every time I'm here, free. I mean, if you live in our area, which is Bay County, Gulf County, Liberty County, if you live in one of those three counties, which is pretty much everywhere we're listening right now, you can get a library card for free. Once you have that, the rest is just going on to the assessment page and just completing it, making sure that you're going to... And the assessment's really there just to kind of make sure that you're going to do the due diligence of the work being put out there. Because obviously this is a scholarship fund that is coming from various places, so there's a limited amount of these that we can do. Mm-hmm. So it's just more or less gauging... that you are willing to put in the effort to go through this and come out the other side a better person.
Yeah, more educated.
I say better in a sense of, you know, this is something that obviously you're wanting to accomplish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know.
It's that first step.
Yeah,
like
that bettering yourself to make yourself happier, to complete whatever it is, that next ooh, all kinds of words. That next goal is.
Yeah, absolutely, if your goal is to get a high school diploma.
Yes.
This is one way to achieve that goal.
Exactly.
And that's so great.
Whether it's, you know, somebody's breathing down your neck to get it for continuing education, or, you know, you're just wanting to, the boss is looking at you going, I'd love to take you for that next promotion, but that diploma is all I'm really needing. This is the opportunity for you to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, where do I go? If I want to take this assessment, if I want to get more information, where can I go for that?
The quickest, easiest place is going to be the website, which is nwrls.com. So if you take all those words that we put together at the beginning, the Northwest Regional Library System, and just take the first letters of all of them, you're there. From that webpage, there's a drop-down box. Education, I believe, is what it is on that one. But you'll in one of those drop-down boxes down toward the bottom of it is Career Online High School, and you can just go bloop, and you're there. Takes you through the webpage. Read through it. It takes you to the assessment, and you're running.
Great. Are there any sort of deadlines we gotta be planning around?
Not that I'm aware of at this point. I may be completely off on that, but this this project is definitely ongoing at this time. Once we reach peak capacity, as far as what we think we have, as far as funds for the grants and for the scholarships, we can start putting you on a waiting list. So even if it's beyond those points, you're in the mix somehow of us trying to get you into that next group, because every year we're trying to continue this program. It's just whether or not, you know, we can get people to say, yeah, here's some money.
Yeah. Well, of course, all this information, as you said, available online at
NWRLS.com.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be back with Stephen from the NWRLS. We're going to be talking about... something very important, like virtual programming.
Completely important.
And we're going to wrap up the show with their podcast.
Yeah, the second E of our education and entertainment.
Yes. All right here on The Mix.